I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Stand by. We're having computer problems.
Uh-oh. I'm just romancing the stone.
There you go.
It's Nick DiGilio.
People waking up like at 4 o'clock, like, why did he just sing Romancing the Stone?
I'm romancing the stone.
Romancing the stone.
Yeah.
Is that the new hit? Is that the new Drake song?
Was that Big Vaughn on the background?
On the backup
singer?
Vocals, yeah.
What? No.
No. No, of course it wasn't.
No, someone came in just now.
Someone came in.
Eddie Grant.
Eddie Grant.
That was Bob walking through the hallway.
Oh, that was
Bob is the one who Bob's pointed
the
it
one
out.
Who, Bob's the one who pointed out that the second hit by Eddie Grant was indeed Romancing the Damn Stone.
Full circle.
Yes. Yeah. Has anybody seen Eddie Grant and Bob Ferguson in the same room together?
No. I haven't. Now we understand. Now we've got a mystery.
There's your behind the music.
There it is right there. Hey, by the way, speaking of mysteries, does what's his lips? Zachary Quintano. What's his name? Quintini? Cattuni?
Quinto?
Quinto?
Isn't it? I don't know.
The dude. You know
that
what I'm talking
Spock.
About, right?
Spock.
Yeah. Does he have to do everything that Spock does, that Leonard Nimoy does, because they're rebooting In Search Of and he's hosting it?
Ah, how about that?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I was like, wow. Okay, so he's gonna direct a remake of Three Men and a Baby, I guess then.
I have our bump ready.
Okay, I'm romancing the stove. That's not it.
No,
okay.
Vic, can you lock out again, man? I feel like I'm like incomplete here if you don't, you know, say I'm Vic Vaughn and this is the stuff.
Oh yeah, you got to do the stuff that matters and all that. Whatever the hell you say.
I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever Dan is ready on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
773 area code requested that specifically for Christmas in July. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. I actually love that song. Yeah, that's a great song. Weird to hear it in July. It's going to be 97,000 degrees outside. So, I'm romancing the stone. Sorry. So, I have the most iconic dish in each state. Listen to this now. The team behind Flavored Nations, an event devoted to dishes from all 50 states that's debuting in Columbus, Ohio next month, put together the map showing every state's most iconic food. The dishes were chosen based on independent research, input from social media, and discussions with state tourism boards. Come August, Flavored Nations will bring chefs from all over the country to Columbus to make the dishes during a two-day event. See, that sounds like a cool event right there. That sounds like a very cool event. Boy, I'd like to go to Columbus and just eat for 2 days from everything from each state. So let's go with Alaska first. Esmeralda, what do you think? What type of food would you think Alaska would be known for?
Salmon.
That's a good, I think, I believe that would be a good guess.
But crab legs. Seafood.
It's reindeer sausage.
Oh, that also makes sense.
Yeah. I would eat the hell out of reindeer sausage. Washington. Cedar plank salmon. Remember we had that? It was a listener, right? Who hated salmon, especially on the plank. Remember?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the context.
Oregon. Marionberry pie. The marionberry is beloved in Oregon because it was literally born and raised there. So it's a cross between two different types of blackberry. The marionberry pie.
Wait, what was the name of the D.C.?
I was going to say, I thought that for a minute, I'm like, was he born and raised there?
No, Marion.
He just loves his pie in a very specific way.
He likes his pie with a side of crack. is how Mary and Barry, that's how
come on, who doesn't? A little sprinkle on top kicks it up a notch.
You know what's amazing about that whole story, and I'm sure you guys know this, that dude got reelected after, I mean, that is just unbelievable. That's unbelievable. He was on tape. It wasn't like it was, you know, he was accused, whatever. He was on tape smoking crack with a hooker.
Because probably half of D.C. at the time was probably like,
Who cares, man? All politicians are liars.
I was thinking more like, yeah, we all partake.
Yeah, we all smoke crack. Everybody, every once in a while, you got to have a little crack. Yeah, like today, get a free Slurpee, get some crack. That's right. So the Mary and Barry pie. See, now I can't even think of it. Now you guys didn't even think of that. But now it's like, to me, it's like a pie filled with crack. That's what that's.
I didn't even know there was a fruit called the Mary and Barry.
It belongs in Oregon. I should ask my ex-wife about it. I should text Heather and go, you ever have Mary and Barry? And she'll go, you mean crack? All right. California. Baja-style fish tacos. Oh, yeah. Esmeralda, while you're in L.A., you gotta go to a taco stand and get the fish tacos. The fish tacos in L.A. are amazing. They are. We talked about this before. Have you had the best fish tacos, just in general, fish tacos? Is there a place that you like the most?
Here?
Yeah.
No.
No?
I don't eat fish tacos.
You don't in general or ever
just
or no?
Here.
Oh, here. Okay.
I don't really trust people.
All right. All right. Hawaii. That would be a plate lunch with pig and pineapple rice. That sounds exactly. Where's the spam? That's my question. Where is the spam? Idaho. You would think potato, right? Wouldn't you think something potato with Idaho? Finger steaks. Finger steaks consist of 2 to 3 inch long by half inch wide strips of steak, usually top sirloin, battered with a tempura-like batter or flour batter and deep fried in oil. That sounds fantastic to me. But I can't believe that that's Idaho. I can't believe that wasn't a potato dish. Nevada, prime rib. Well, you know why? You can get prime rib for $1 in Las Vegas. Go to one of the buffets and get a 17-pound slice of prime rib for $1 because you have no money when you're in Vegas because you've lost it all. That's why all the food is so cheap. Montana, a bison burger with huckleberry barbecue sauce. Okay. Wyoming, bison meatballs. Colorado, Pueblo chilies three ways. New Mexico, enchiladas with Christmas on the side. What? What is that?
Tinsel.
delicious, delicious tinsel.
Hey, cats like it.
Just sprinkled
you
on.
Do you ever have an issue with tinsel, Esmeralda, with any like cats you've owned?
No.
Oh, man, cats like tinsel. It's not pretty. Especially, like, you know, when you go to the litter box and it's all decorated, you got their poo in there and it's got tinsel because they like to eat tinsel. At least a couple of the different cats that I've owned had a tinsel issue. And after that, I owned a couple more cats and I never used tinsel again because I felt, I mean, it could kill them, you know, but it passed through the other ones and I'd be like, oh, look at that. When I clean the litter box, I'm like, oh, look, it's very festive poo.
Happy Christmas in July.
In New Mexico, enchiladas are stacked in a casserole-like pan with repeated layers of tortillas that are red, or of tortillas, red and green sauce. That's the Christmas element. Oh, it's a visual element. North Dakota. What? Noepla. K-N-O-E-P-H-L-A. Noepla? It's a type of dumpling commonly used in soups. It's a thick and stew-like soup made with chicken, potatoes, onions, parsley, and these dumplings. Okay, I've never heard of that before. But I'd eat it because it's dumplings and it's soup. Nebraska, the Runza sandwich, R-U-N-Z-A. Does anybody know that? Esmeralda,
no.
Runza, it's a yeast dough bread pocket with a filling of beef, cabbage, onions, and seasoning. It originated in Russia during the 1800s, spread to Germany before coming to the United States. It's trademarked in Runza Restaurant, which started in Lincoln, Nebraska. There's a restaurant chain of more than 80 locations across Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri. Anybody locally ever have a Runza sandwich? Or Runza? Maybe it's Runza. R-U-N-Z-A. It sounds delicious. It sounds like, you know, like a pierogi, kind of. It's beef, packaged onions, and seasoning, and it's in a pocket. It's in a bread pocket. Does it say anything, Dan?
No, I don't have that, but going back to the coda.
Oh, okay. Noifla. What?
Noifla.
Noifla? Noifla.
Noifla.
How come it's not the sexy lady?
Noifla.
Oh, there she is. What, is she in a bathroom? What was that?
That was posted by a guest on the How to Pronounce website.
Wow. Apparently, she's taken up scuba diving. What?
She has a life outside of pronouncing words
for
you.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we're going to take a break. We got weather and we got traffic. She has a very active life, which includes scuba diving. That's right. welcome back, everybody. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200 and 708 area code. Requesting the Marmalade with Reflections of My Life. They were a one-hit wonder. Unless they did a song for the soundtrack of Romancing the Stone. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Coming up after the news, Esmeralda, yeah, that's her name. We will battle in another edition of Celebrity Name Game. That's where Dan will keep track of the score. And we will battle each other in a round where every clue is connected in somehow, 45 seconds long, and then the clues are not connected, 75 seconds long for each round. Whoever gets the most wins. Who is it now? What zombie? Did we forget what zombie?
Paul Newman.
Oh, Paul Newman in his race car. That's right. You get a ride from him. We are talking about iconic dishes from each state. We're just flying down some of this stuff. And I was wondering if anybody ever had a Runza sandwich or a Runza sandwich, because they were available in Nebraska, Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri.
Runza tastes like a slider, even though it's a sleazy cabbage roll. It's all bad, says Andrew in Alabama.
Wow.
Patty said, my boyfriend's mom calls them cabbage buns. He's from Nebraska.
Okay.
And Nick he ate a Runza in Nebraska, and he liked it.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Kansas, sour cream and raisin pie. That sounds fantastic. Oklahoma, fried okra. It makes sense. Texas, chicken fried steak. I love a good chicken fried steak. Love a good chicken fried steak. One of the keys, though, to a chicken fried steak is the sauce, is the peppery gravy. Minnesota, wild rice soup. Iowa, corn dogs. I know that the corn dogs are very popular in Iowa, because the Iowa State Fair is massive and they sell tons of corn dogs. But wouldn't you think that it would be the what the hell is that thing called, the loose beef sandwich? Right Made. Missouri, it's barbecue. Arkansas, it's fried catfish. Louisiana, shrimp gumbo. Wisconsin, bratwurst. There's a shocker. Illinois, unfortunately, it's deep dish pizza. Here's how they describe it. Invented by Italian-Americans at Pizzeria Uno in Chicago in 1943, deep dish pizza is baked in an oiled round pan with the dough pressed into the sides to form a bowl. Thick layers of ingredients used in deep dish pizza require a longer baking time. Therefore, to prevent burning, the toppings are assembled upside down with the cheese on the bottom, a layer of thick, chunky tomato sauce on top. Yeah. Michigan, the Coney dog. I love that in Michigan, the name of their iconic food is inspired by New York. I just really love that. Coney dogs are good, though. They're real, real good. In Philadelphia, where they have Pat's and Geno's, Philadelphia cheesesteak. the Philly cheesesteak, Pat's and Geno's. Pat's is like the original, the old school. Geno's is the new one, and they got Geno used to work with Pat and left. They're like right across the street from each other. The competing Coney dog places in Detroit are right next to each other. Like, they're literally the storefront next to a storefront. And I've had both. They're both really good. And I can't remember which one is different and which. Now, in Philadelphia, though, you go to Pat's. If you're in Philadelphia, don't go to Geno's. Go to Pat's. Pat's, that's the original. That's the one you go to. But I like both of the Coney dog places that are literally right next to each other in Detroit. Italian, or in Indiana, breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. It's served with condiments such as mustard, lettuce, onions, pickles, and mayonnaise. It's hammered thin and dipped in flour and eggs and breadcrumbs, and then crushed saltine crackers before it's fried. Oh, man. Tennessee Nashville hot chicken. Too hot for me. It's too hot. Now they have a version of Nashville hot chicken at every fast food chicken place. Like KFC now has it. Popeyes now has it. And it's the big thing is that you get the dill with the pickles. I guess the pickles are supposed to cut the heat, but man, that's hot stuff. Hot. I had it in Nashville. Maybe they make it hotter there. I don't know. Maybe it's a little less intense if you get it at Popeyes or KFC, but it was really hot when I was in Nashville and I tried it. Alabama fried green tomato salad with crab meat. I love fried green tomatoes, and I don't mean the movie. Let's see. Kentucky, the hot brown. Despite being a really unattractive name for a food, hey, man, let's go get a hot brown. I don't know. I mean, it's delicious. Have you ever had a hot brown? I mean, and I don't mean physically. I mean, have you ever had the food hot brown? Esmeralda, have you ever had one?
I have not.
Dan?
I have not.
A hot brown sandwich is an American hot sandwich originally created at the Brown Hotel. That's why it's called that, in Louisville. It's open-faced and piled with turkey, bacon, tomato, and Mornay sauce, then baked or broiled until the bread is crisp and the sauce begins to brown. It's delicious. Delicious. All right, let's see. Georgia, the peach cobbler. There's a shocker. Florida, key lime pie. All of this stuff, by the way, is going to be served in Columbus, Ohio, for a two-day fest. Pennsylvania, Philly steak, Philly cheesesteak. West Virginia, pepperoni rolls. Oh, there you go, Dan. Can have that with a nice glass of root beer.
Wonderful.
South Carolina, shrimp and grits. Love shrimp and grits. North Carolina, pulled pork with East Carolina vinegar sauce. Virginia, Old Dominion ham biscuits, known for its ham, possibly widely known as country ham in the U.S. It's layers of prize meat inside a sliced roll spread with butter and poppy seeds, Worcestershire sauce, mustard, and onion. That sounds delicious. Ham biscuits, man. Maryland, the crab cake. There's a shocker. Delaware, scrapple sliders. You ever have scrapple?
What's the difference?
What?
Between, because isn't it just Spam or something?
It's more cuts of meat. It's like it's scrapple has a much different consistency than Spam. Like it's like it's crumblier than Spam. Like it's more like, you know what it's more like? It's more like corned beef hash. Like if you fried up, it's got that kind of consistency to it. Either you love it or you hate it, because a lot of people can't stand it. I happen to like it. New Jersey, the pork roll. Connecticut, warm lobster roll. Rhode Island, Johnny cakes with maple syrup. Massachusetts, New England clam chowder. New York, buffalo chicken wings. Vermont, cheddar cheese apple pie. So apple pie, man, the cheddar cheese on the apple pie, which is a delicious combination. That originated in Vermont. New Hampshire pumpkin soup. Maine, the cold lobster roll. And let's go Arizona chimichangas. So those are just some of your dishes. Everything that we've been talking about for the past few minutes here, you can try in Columbus, Ohio in August. That just sounds like a dream 2 days. Like to taste all of these different dishes with the chefs from each state. That's pretty cool. And that's Flavored Nation. They're bringing it to Columbus, Ohio. I don't know what the dates are. Maybe we can find out. And people can plan accordingly and eat like pigs. So, all right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head once again in Celebrity Name Game. By the way, it's August 11th and 12th in Columbus, Ohio. If you want to try the iconic dishes from every state with chefs from each state there to prepare it over a two-day festival, August 11th and 12th in Columbus, Ohio. That sounds like fun. So, all right.